Fighters, welcome to the Contractor Fight Podcast. And today I want to share just a short story and something I heard my fiance, I call her the queen, her name's Lee. What I heard her say in one of her lessons, she's a hunter jumper trainer that's in the horse industry. For those of you that don't know, she has been her whole life, this has been her industry, both competitively and as a trainer. As a rider, she absolutely crushed it. Won pretty much everything there is to win. As a trainer, she kicks ass there totally. In fact, the people that she trains, they win their asses off, okay? So this is a human being who's a high achiever, somebody who knows how to compete, who knows how to prepare, who knows how to win. So I was there at her lesson. Every now and then I go with and I help move jumps and things like that. And my ear is always on the things that are coming out of her mouth as a coach. And I'm really drawn to that. And so in this recent lesson that I was at, she was with one of her clients, and I heard her say, and I was across the indoor ring, but I could hear it. She yelled out very firmly, "We're not moving on to the next thing. We are not taking these bad habits with us into the future." Okay. And those of you that have met her, some of you have, some of you have seen her. She's a very direct person. She's tough as nails. She's tender inside and all that other stuff. But I'm telling you, she knows how to coach her ass off and she doesn't pull any punches, guys. And so it just got me thinking throughout that night. And I ended up doing a post on social about this stuff, but I'm going to just talk about it a little more here. So when she said, "We're not moving on to the next thing, we're not taking these bad habits with us into the future." And you're probably hearing dogs barking because I'm recording this the week of Thanksgiving. And we have a full house. Anyway, it is what it is. Tough shit. This is life. So guys, when she asked that question, her rider was wanting to go on to the next thing, the next advanced thing, technique, whatever it was. I don't even know what the particular thing was. And the queen was hell-bent on making sure that they're not moving on to the next level of anything in the training until the shitty habits are dealt with and addressed. And so my question for you today is simple. What habits do you need to let go of as you work towards the future that you want? The queen's student wants to win, wants to get better, wants to compete at a high level. That's the future that she wants, okay? And as was pointed out, there's some bad habits that she needs to let go of and deal with before she's able to move to the next things that are going to get her closer to the outcomes that she wants, okay? And so here's the thing. Another observation I made about her training, that she knows that correcting these bad habits right now might delay the teaching of the more advanced and sexier things with her riders, okay? The exciting things. We all want to move on to the exciting things. She's also wise enough to know that if she allows these bad habits to stick around, it's going to hurt her athletes in the long run. And so my message to you guys today is this. Don't be afraid to play the long game. Build the foundation as strong as you can right now. Don't move on to things that you might think are more advanced, because until you have that strong foundation, you're not going to be able to bear more of a load down the road. You know, I think about all my years as a high school football coach. It didn't matter what type of plays we called and how we would scheme against any opponent and whatever it is. And I mean, shit, I mean, you could have the most brilliant minds as your coordinators, but if you can't block and you can't tackle, it doesn't matter. That's the foundational shit. And in every business, there's some foundational things. A lot of times people jump on our coaching calls or they send us questions and they're like, you know, "Hey, what's the next?" I hear it a lot in our sales training. Like, "What's the next level of the sales training stuff? I need some more advanced shit." And I'm like, dude, you've got all these other shitty habits that you're bringing into the future. Like, you won't shut the fuck up. You won't shut your mouth in the sales process long enough to understand somebody's motive for buying. You're not ready for anything more advanced. Learn how to ask a question and shut your damn mouth and dig deeper on what information they gave you so that you can really understand the outcome they want, what their motive is. All right. Or a lot of people want to get into investing and all this other shit, but they can't even job cost a project on a regular basis with any consistency, or they can't track their leads and track their closing rate and raise their gross profit. They can't even have a regular weekly meeting, yet they're talking about scaling their business and they want to hire all these people and do, you know, $5 million more a year in revenue when they're not even mastering the things that are the basics of running a business right now. So you're hearing this near the end of 2021. And here's my challenge for you fighters. Take some time and take a piece of paper and a pen. Sit down, get rid of your phone, get rid of distractions, and just answer this question. What habits do I need to let go of as I move in to 2022? Listen, appreciate you guys. So grateful for the fight community and all that we're doing. We got a lot of cool things coming your way in 2022. I'm so excited for the things that my team and I are bringing you. A lot of great content, a lot of cool new programs, and we got more events coming and things like that. Guys, we will never get to the more advanced stuff in business and build bigger businesses and scale our businesses and have the life and the future that we want if we're not truly committed to mastering the basics and to dealing with the shitty habits that we have right now. Don't take them with you. Develop new habits. All right. Listen, you guys have a great day. Share this with another contractor. Give us a review on iTunes. You guys rock. I got to roll. Travis, rock us out.